NATO and Afghan forces backed by fighter aircraft moved into the southern district Arghandab earlier this week following reports of a massive Taliban presence in several strategic villages there. Kandahar Province Governor Asadullah Khalid told reporters Thursday that the joint offensive has pushed out Taliban fighters from the villages, killing or wounding, as he puts it, hundreds insurgents. But a Kabul-based spokesman for NATO's International Security Assistance Force, Brigadier General Carlos Bronco, tells VOA the operation is continuing and is progressing well. The spokesman says that earlier reports suggesting a large presence of Taliban insurgents in the area and claims of destruction as well as the planting of landmines by the militants were all unfounded.
Only small pockets of insurgents were encountered, so only minor incidents occurred, and some of them are still going on. These incidents were mainly exchanges of small arm fire and skirmishes. And until now, we have no evidence of destroyed bridges as claimed by the insurgents.
Bronco says the operation is expected to last for a few more days. He says NATO and Afghan forces are determined to eliminate the militant threat from the area.
We know that small groups of Taliban are nearby several villages in the region. They are still there, but we are conducting operations steadily and methodical, so we will be able to clear the area.
The anti-Taliban operation is taking place just outside Kandahar, a former stronghold of the militants. Experts say that the southern city could become more vulnerable to militant attacks if the Taliban able to cement control over the Arghandab district. The fighting in the area came days after Taliban launched a commando-style attack on Kandahar's central jail and freed hundreds of their fighters. Afghan officials say the ongoing military offensive is also meant to recapture those prisoners. Taliban fighters, backed by the Al-Qaeda network, are largely active in southern and eastern areas along the border with Pakistan. Afghan and NATO officials say insurgents are also using their bases across the border for attacks in Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.